This was the first tri-national ag accord since the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement went into effect in July. During the virtual gathering, members of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture and their counterparts from Mexico and Canada signed a joint communique highlighting the successful implementation of the trade agreement. Here's NASDA President Ryan Quarles.
The document highlighted the strength of agriculture in our three countries, as well as the collaboration at the more local level throughout this trade deal, and opportunity for help with identifying issues to even make the trade agreement better.
Mexican Association of Secretaries of Agriculture Development President Carlos Muniz Rodriguez said the countries are facing historic challenges with COVID-19. Contraction of consumption and loss of employment.
Being able to still deliver food to the tables of our Mexican families, we're working on the seasonality of products that are being exported.
Ideas were also shared about how all three countries can support one another's agriculture industries during the pandemic. Manitoba Minister of Agriculture and Resource Development, Blaine Peterson, says that can be done through research and innovation.
One of the topics that was brought up was to make sure that technology that's available, whether it's in the U.S. or Mexico, is also available to our Canadian farmers too. And also that we can push to make sure that we don't see those non-scientific barriers coming up from our trading partners around the world.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Overby on the Red River Farm Network.